Hello, hello, hello. Oh, you see my bra. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. It is me. Let me make sure you can hear me. Okay, can you hear me now? Can hear me now? Okay, thank you. So I don't know what happened. I tried to switch to my microphone. It's on. Can y'all hear me good? Let me know. I'm gonna change my name. Okay, sorry. I don't know what happened with that. All right, I'm gonna rename myself. I'm Coach MJ. I am not Corinne. Corinne is in Florida on vacation. So excited. Can y'all see all three coaches on the screen? Did Zoom do a jackassy update? Possibly. Let's see. I think they did. Oh, you can only see me. Well, then that's fine. I can see them, their photos, but okay. Well, good. There you go. Huh. There you go. All right. So I'm Coach MJ. I hopped in here early to change my name. Good thing I did because. Let me see. Oh, I know what I can do. All right. I don't know what's going on. All right. Zoom must have done an update in the midst of the night. It's probably what happened. We are coaching today. It is going to be open coaching. Except for the first two people. The first two people I bring up are going to be about this week's challenge. So, nighttime eating or closing the kitchen. If you've been having some drama with that. So, I'm going to lower the hands first. I'm going to lower everybody's hands. If you first have a question about nighttime eating or closing the kitchen, that's what we're going to coach two people on. And then we will open it up for open coaching. It has been so successful this month. We're going to keep it like this. We're going to keep it like this for the foreseeable future because everybody seems to have enjoyed it. So we're going to kind of keep it this way because we love it. So, Coach Lizzie and Coach Kathy are in the chat and in the Q&A. They are going to be typing in all caps so that you can see what they have to say. Make sure that your chat is set to everyone so that everyone can see what you have to say, not just hosts and panelists, because then it's just me and Lizzie and Kathy will see it, not everybody else. And closed captioning is enabled. So if you want to read along, just go ahead and click that button at the bottom. All right. Yes, but the first couple people I'm gonna coach is nighttime eating and closing the kitchen drama. Couple things. So if you are in accountability, tomorrow is when your accountability newsletter comes out. So excited. It's going to go out a little bit later in the day, but make sure that you're checking your emails. If you have not either signed up for accountability or if you have not registered your current accountability group, make sure to go over to nobswoman.com. Get registered so that you will get that the see how to do this month's accountability with your this month's monthly challenge with your accountability group. Words are there's a lot of words and they're not wanting to come out of my face in a timely manner. So this month is going to be August is going to be all about data. There is a brand new deep dive data worksheet, assessment sheet that is coming out and it is off the chain. It's going to be so good. We're going to learn, we're going to bust through stalls and plateaus this month. So if you are on a stall or a plateau, if you're in unintentional maintenance, or if you are currently losing weight and you want to keep up the momentum, next August is for you. It's just a couple of days away, right? We're going to help you with all of that this month. It's going to be awesome. awesome, awesome, awesome. And then we have so much planned for y'all from now through the end of the year. So September is going to be back to the basics. People love that when schedules are changing, people going back to school. We're doing those watch parties that y'all love so much whenever we redid the modules. October, I just found out what October's prizes are, and I'm a little jelly because I want October's prizes. There's that. Next Sunday, check your email, your newsletter. We are going to do something we have not done in years. We are releasing a membership-wide survey for 10 days. It's a little bit of a longer survey, but every night we're going to give away a $100 Amazon gift card for 10 days straight to get y'all to fill it out. So we got a lot going on, y'all. A lot going on. Lots of prizes, lots of learning, lots of weight loss. And there's still one day left. I checked the current weight loss. We are about 500 pounds from unlocking our 10,000 pound goal from July. We have one day today and tomorrow left. Go over there and submit how much weight you've lost, you know, if you've, you know, since the last time you filled out the form. If you haven't filled out the form at all on NoBSWomen.com, the monthly weight loss challenge, go put your weight loss. Let's get those last two prizes unlocked. The last two prizes are the big prizes. One individual person will win 4 30-minute coaching sessions with Corinne privately. One accountability group will win 4 30-minute coaching sessions with Corinne as well. And there is a survey on there saying, I completed this month. I dropped it like it was hot with Corinne. If you did it with your accountability group, there's a box for you to check on there as well. So if you've got four people in your accountability group, make sure they all go fill it out. Make sure they all check that accountability box. That means you're in the drawing four times for Corinne. Corinne's accountability coaching. So make sure you get that done. All right. That was a lot, but it was so good. All of it's amazing. So let's get coaching. Jackie. Now, Jackie's got her hand raised. Nobody else has problems with nighttime eating. Just Jackie. Oh, thank you, Lois. All right, Jackie is coming up first. Let's see what Jackie has to say. If you hear noise, we are having a cookout at the Sharifi house tonight. Big cookout. And there are people outside getting ready. There are people inside getting ready. And y'all know I'm married to an Iranian man. And so when I went in my kitchen today, what did I see in my kitchen? In the sink. I went to fill up the dog's bowl. I saw lamb testicles in my sink. Lamb testicles. I didn't write those on my plan. I'm going to just be eating the kebab portion, not the shish kebabs portion. Dinner tonight. Only in an, you know, like a multi nationality household do you have lamb balls in your sink on a Sunday morning. Yeah. I won't have trouble with those for nighttime eating, by the way. All right, Jackie, tell us what we're coaching on.
Hi, MJ. How are you? Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, great, great, great. Okay, I need help. I listened to the ladies like on the previous week, and a lot of it kind of resonates. But MJ, my problem is, not my problem, but so I have two children under the age of 5, and I feel like I've been doing a lot of journaling on like food is the only thing that makes me happy. And so I kind of, with the nighttime eating, I was like, what do you need right now? Like I asked myself, and then I just go to bed, and it's like, I clearly need sleep, but I just feel like I'm judging it. Like I have a beautiful life. Like, but so like, that's the second part, but it's like, I just feel like when you stop eating the food, like Corinne said, you realize like how much like crap is coming up. And it's just like, all I do is dishes, laundry. Like, I just feel like I'm on a hamster wheel. And it's just like, and then even that hour where I used to eat and like be on my phone, I'm like sleeping. So it's just like, I just feel like I get no relief.
Okay. So you have a routine. that you follow every day.
Yeah.
We call it a hamster wheel. That feels like shit. Right?
Yeah. Well, I just feel like I thought my life would be so different. Mm. Does that make sense? Like, or I don't know what I thought, but like, I kind of feel like.
You thought it was going to be Instagram motherhood.
I don't know what I thought, but yeah. I thought I kept thinking if I just worked hard enough, it would get easier, but it's just more stuff is coming.
Well, the first thing we want to work on is food is the only thing that makes me happy.
No. Yeah.
Okay. I want you to list 5 things that are not food that make you happy.
My dog.
Okay.
I mean, I like hiking.
Okay.
I love reality TV.
Okay.
And like, what things, me, my children make me happy, like when we go to the pool.
Okay.
And then dates with my husband. Yeah, those are nice.
Right. So that thought gets to be there. Food is the only thing that makes me happy. You want to watch out for that and be like, no, there's other things that make me happy. I hear you.
Okay.
Just because it's a thought, like we always talk about, like, you don't always have to run something through a 4N. You can call bullshit on it. That's not even true. Like, there's tons of other things that make me happy.
Okay. Because that's what one of my girls in my accounting group said. She said, Corinne said, like, bitch, I'm coming for you. Like, that's one of those, like, where you just say, like, but it just feels so true in the moment. And then I'm like, okay, what do you need? And I'm like, no, clearly I'm tired. But then I just feel like I get up the next morning and I'm like, oh my God, here we go again. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you hear the thought, food is the only thing that makes me happy. That then becomes just a throwaway thought. Oh, I hear you. It's not even true, but okay. Nice to see you, old friend.
Mm-hmm.
It's just coming. It's a sentence that's running through your head. So all it is, you get to believe it or not.
Okay.
And you've clearly just shown us that that's not true.
Right.
And you can just throw that away.
Okay.
There's plenty other things in my life that make me happy.
Right. But how do I sit in the, like, dissatisfaction in the moment of, like, the laundry never ends, the dishes are there? Like, I just feel like the
last... I got a dog in here. Why is any of that a problem? Why is, like, dishes, like, I quit making my bed because I'm just going to get back in it, right? Like, I got tired of doing it every day. I'm like, because, you know, I'm just getting back in it. So why is people are always wearing clothes, so there's always going to be laundry.
Yeah.
People are always eating, so there's always going to be dirty dishes, except right. for 1 second after you finish doing the dishes.
Right.
Tell me why it's not supposed to be that way.
Oh, that's such a good question. Why it's not? Because I don't want to always feel like I have to be doing something. Like, I just want to be.
Okay. Are there dirty dishes and dirty clothes in your house right now?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So why did you decide not to do them right now? If it's so imperative and they have to be done?
Because I'm really trying to figure out, because, like, this is when it gets too overwhelming. Like, you know, like, what happens for me is, like, let's say the dog gets sick or my kid, then I have to go to the doctor's, and then that's when I eat, or, like, at night I eat because I'm so tired. It's like, right now I'm like, there's got to be another way, and I got to figure this out. Like, I got to, like, this isn't serving me, and this isn't how I want my children to see me. That's what
happens if you go to bed and the laundry's not done and the dishes aren't washed.
I think for me, what I do when they're not done is I just then find all the other things that I haven't done. I find more evidence of, like, how I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
What are you supposed to be doing? Tell me about this life that is supposed to be. What does a good mom do?
Good mom feeds her children healthy breakfast without the iPad. I like wake up and a good mom, like a person who's like, is like, my hair is done, you know, not like this. And like my nails are done. But I think you're right. It's like, it's Instagram or mislead it to.
Yeah. Cause I was going to say, who told you all that? Like, where did it come from? Where did that story come from?
I just feel like everyone else is doing it better than me. I don't know. Where did it come? It's just from what I've seen.
Seen where?
Probably on like Instagram or Pinterest or, you know, the problem too is I'm like with being a mom. I'm on the 1 second, please guys. I feel like there's so much blogs and courses and so many opinions and information that like they can constantly tell you you're doing it wrong. So I just feel like I'm doing it wrong.
So right would be Instagram mom, all the things you've heard.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds ridiculous now that I've said it out loud.
It doesn't. It sounds like true. You've believed it for a really long time. A lot of people believe it as well.
Okay.
Do you think that those bloggers and Instagram, do you post like your bullshit on Instagram?
No, I'm like one of those people that just consumes, but like doesn't. Yeah, because I can't even like, now that I think about it, really, like those filters, I mean, that stuff takes a lot of time to like make it look good, you know?
Do you think they're doing those things?
Like feeding their
filters and stuff?
I think so. I would assume so.
What do you think their kids are doing? Sitting around patiently, just waiting without their iPad, eating their healthy breakfast while their mom applies all the filters. Do you think that's what they're doing? Because kids are good at that, you know?
Well, my kid's just not. It's been 20 minutes.
So what do you think, though? Like, what do you think they're doing while they're waiting on their moms to apply the filters and do all this work and make it look pretty?
I think they're not watching their kids. I think someone else is watching their kids.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. They might have somebody doing their laundry and washing their dishes. Could be. Or they could, their kids could be sitting on their iPad to be quiet while their mama applies the filters.
Right. Which is not what I actually truly want. I just want to be present, you know?
Are you?
No.
Why?
Because I'm always like, what's next? What's next? What's next? Like I'm an accountant and I used to be like an COO. So like, I'm always like efficiency, process, check the list, move on. Versus like with kids, it's like chaos all the time, which is great because I'm learning all these new skills. And that's where I was realizing where I was like eating all the food because I couldn't like get all my tasks done and be present. So then I ate. Like that's where the nighttime eating comes in. And so then I started this new thing where I was saying like, okay, like let's figure out like why we don't need this. What do we need? And it was like, really, I needed to go to sleep. And I'm like, but now I just feel like I have even less time to like refill my bucket.
How do you refill your bucket? What do you need to do to refill your bucket?
That's the problem is like, I feel like if I even do anything for me, it's like, I feel like guilty or shame around not being around my kids. Like by asking something for me, it's like, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Who suffers when you go to bed on time to get rest?
No one. It's just more like
my
brain. Yeah. Like my brain that wants to go on like social media.
Right.
Yeah. So
you get those other moms and feel even worse about yourself.
Right. Or like sign up.
Girl, Instagram. Sorry, I just beat myself up in this bed. for the next couple hours, right?
Yeah. Cause then I'm like, oh, they don't yell at their children. Oh, they don't. They actually did like an arts and crafts project. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's actually so true now that you just said it. Mm. Okay.
So you're like, if I do something for myself, everybody else is like doing without or suffering. And you just said nobody suffers if I go to bed on time. Isn't that refilling your sleep bucket? What if you got a bunch of fucking buckets? You got sleep bucket.
Yeah.
You got like, you know, trash TV bucket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, I have to, okay. I see what you're saying now. I have to put buckets like on my time. And even if the dishes aren't done, I have to sit my butt on the couch and like watch my housewives and sit in that feeling of like, it's almost like I'm so used to that feeling of like constantly like outrunning the boogeyman that like to me to actually sit and feel restless is harder. I think that's what I'm learning that I'm talking to you. I have to put time in to feel this very uncomfortable like need to just do nothing.
And it will be uncomfortable at first, right? Because you're not used to it.
Right.
But you're not doing nothing. You're filling a bucket, a trash TV bucket, where you can shut your brain off.
I'm filling a bucket. I've never thought of it like that. That I am feeling, okay, I see what you're saying. Because I did Corinne's self-love course, and it was like, do you want to give the world the best of you or what's left of you? And I feel like I've been giving the world what's left of me.
Mm. So if you spend a little bit of time watching trash TV, if you go to bed on time, if you sometimes let the dishes be and do an art and craft with your babies, are they getting the best of you or the rest of you?
They would be getting the best of me.
Mm.
And that's really what I want. And then it wouldn't feel like a hamster wheel.
Yeah.
You know, I would it just feel like it's just a grind. Yeah, because I've set it up that way. I see what you're saying. Okay.
So what's your plan, Jackie?
Well, I did Brooke's Monday hour one. Like what I did was that was I realized I never put time in for sleep. Like that was not a good thing. And then I got like, but the first part of that is you have to schedule your time first. And so I think what I need to do is, like you said, write down those buckets and put those in first. And those are like going to church. Like that is a no questions. Like that's what I'm going to do for the next week is great. But like those three buckets of no questions asked, this is what I need to do.
Yeah. And for anybody who's wondering what Monday Hour One is, Brooke Castillo at the Life Coach School created a course inside of her membership years ago, like right when I first found Corinne, who she talked about how to schedule your time, how to make time for yourself, all that sort of stuff. But don't you fret, my pets. It's coming later this year to No BS, the No BS version of it.
Nice.
We're already working on it. Yes. And I'm so excited to see Corinne's spin on it.
Yeah, it's very helpful.
It'll be very similar though to Monday Hour One. But really what she says is that's Monday Hour One kind of came out when I first found Corinne. Corinne was talking a little bit about it and talking exactly what Jackie's saying. You put time in for you first. Everything you need to get done goes on your calendar first. Like time with friends, date night, all of that stuff goes on first. And then you fill in the rest.
Yeah, because like before, a lot of people like put things they like have to get done, but then you realize there's really no time left for you. And that's where you feel like it's just, you know, like an assembly line.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to rewatch this. It's funny how you said, like, what I think is true is not actually true. Like it's not, it's what they want me to see. It's like a facade of what is not reality because that, yeah. Okay. It's just so funny how true it feels.
Yeah. Well, because it's all you see. It's the only input you're giving yourself is the picture perfect moms. So it feels really true.
Yeah. And I have to think, because my mom says this, she's like, I just don't understand. She's like, when I was your age, like we just had the neighbors. Like it wasn't like, you know, versus here, it's like, you don't have a billion people to like try and impress or like live up to. Yeah.
I'm going to say what Joan, because anybody listening on the podcast and who does not download the chat, I don't want this to get missed. Joan, you win comment of the Zoom call so far. You don't have to set yourself on fire to keep others warm.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Do you not love that? Joan, did you make that up in your head? Or is it from somebody? Because that is like beautiful.
It is. I'll write that down.
I'm putting it on a damn sticky note. I keep sticky notes right here for this very reason. Oh, you don't have to set yourself on fire to keep others warm. I'm writing it down. That's so good. All right.
Well, thank you, MJ.
You know what? You did all the work. I just asked a fuck ton of questions.
Thank you, MJ.
You figured it out. All righty. I'll talk to you later. Go spend some time watching some trash TV.
Yeah, I'll report back.
Good. She is going to report back to us about her trash TV. Do you know a fun fact about me? I've never watched one episode of any Housewives. Lois or Louise, it could be. It could be Louise. It could be Lois. We're about to find out. We're about to find out. The mystery will soon be revealed if it's Lois or Louise. Let's see. Oh, Linda, I watch The Bachelor on and off because my daughter does, and I want to have something to talk to them about, but it's not my favorite. All right. Please reveal your name for the
list. It's Lois.
Lois!
Yes. But I get called Louise, Lisa, Luis. Yes, whatever. They love me at Starbucks. So this is not necessarily about nighttime eating. So if there's somebody else that you know is more on point, maybe. It's just about my general frustration with my weight loss journey. Okay. So I've been a No BS member for several months now and a Corinne follower before that. But what I find is I keep gaining and losing the same couple of pounds every month.
Okay.
I seem to start out well. Like this month, for example, I lost a pound the first week, a pound the second week, a pound the third week. And then I got on the scale this morning and I'm back up 2.5 pounds. So I feel like everything that I've done for the last 3 weeks has been wiped away. And I don't really know why it's happening. I seem to follow the same type of eating routine. I've been trying to look back at my plans to see, did I have more overeats this week than I did in previous weeks? I do pretty much the same level of exercise. And I just can't seem to get past gaining and losing the same couple of pounds every month. And for some reason, when I get to the end of the month, I seem to be back where I started.
So I'm telling you, we're about to bust through all that in August. But I'm going to help you today. So,
okay, please.
When you joined No BS, do you mind me asking your weight? If you don't want to tell me your weight, tell me the difference between when you started No BS and where you are today.
I started at 166, and this morning I weighed in at 165.5.
Okay.
So I've lost a whopping half pound since September.
Okay.
And I've seen it get down to as low as 163, and then it comes right back on up again.
Did you go out to eat last night or the day before?
Yes.
Okay.
I went to a friend's house last night. And so yes. Yes.
Did you have wine? Did you have all your water yesterday?
I've been trying so hard with the water, and it's been really hot, so that's been helping. I had one glass of wine.
What is really trying me?
Getting 64 ounces in. I actually have my Giganto cup, and I refill it several times a day. So there we go.
Are you consistently 100% of the time getting in 64 ounces of water?
So, you know, before this month, I would say no. And I've really been recommitting to the water thing. It's much easier for me in the summer because it is hot and I'm thirsty. And especially when I exercise, need more water.
Yeah. Okay. Hunger.
Yeah. So also something that I have been trying to work on, because I feel like in prior months, it was more like, okay, it's lunchtime. Now it's time to eat, or it's breakfast time, or it's, I've been trying to really gauge I've been trying to do the, set the clock, work on the clock method.
What is trying to mean? Like, I want some numbers. This month, how many times did you not wait for hunger?
We're
on the 30th, right?
Right.
At three meals a day. You've had 90, is that right, y'all? 90 opportunities to wait for hunger.
Mm-hmm.
Out of 90 times, how many times did you wait for hunger?
I would say probably, okay. I would say probably more 60%, more than 60. Like what happens is 70,
I'll give you 70.
Okay.
Give you 70%. All right. So 70% wait for hunger. And then how about stopping at enough? You've had 90 opportunities about to stop at enough so far.
I would say less than that.
Okay.
Because I think there are times when I've been really hungry and I've just like cleaned a plate.
Okay.
But so there have been also
50%.
Maybe 50%.
Okay. Here's what you're actually asking me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so frustrated. I am overeating 50% of the time and my scale isn't damn moving.
Okay.
What's wrong with no BS? I'm frustrated with my weight loss.
Right.
Overeating 50% of the time. Here's what we know. You can overeat 50% of the time and maintain weight loss,
mm-hmm.
maintain your current weight. What would happen if you only overate 40% of the time? You may be able to see weight loss that's sustainable and continual.
Okay.
So what can you do? This assessment is going to be so useful for you too, by the way.
No, this really is. This is what I need to hear. Yeah.
It's mind blown for this assessment for next month. And you can do it either every week. This is what I'm gonna challenge you to do it every week in the month of August. It's going to be released on Tuesday on the monthly weight loss challenge page. You can do it every week or every month. So I'll probably be an every month person, but because you're it's not even a stall. You're in an overeating pattern. That is creating no weight loss for you. A true stall is when you get on here and you're like between 95 and 100% of the time, I'm getting my water, I'm waiting for hunger, and I'm stopping at enough. And that has been happening the last 4 to 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. That's a stall. What you're doing is you're in an overeating pattern that's keeping you stuck in maintenance. So I want to make sure that I want you to do it every week and like really dial in every week, really look at your data. But what are some things that you can do to increase that 50% of overeating to only overeating 40% of the time? What are things you've tried already?
Oh, I've tried the halftime method.
What happened? Talk about that.
I'm sorry.
You serve yourself half.
Yes. Or I eat half of what's on my plate.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
and that works sometimes. Sometimes I just eat it all because sometimes I get to half and I go, I'm still feeling hungry.
You insert that 10-minute pause that is the halftime method?
Probably not all 10 minutes. I'll be honest, probably not. Yep.
If that waiting 10 minutes is standing between you and weight loss, if all the standing between you and weight loss is 10 minutes, on a scale of 1 to 4, how willing are you to wait the 10 minutes?
Oh, I'm very willing. It's 4 the highest, very willing.
Right. Yeah. Imagine if you spent a month dialing into the halftime method and always waiting 10 minutes, no matter what. And even make it easy for yourself. Only serve yourself half, finish it, and then wait 10 minutes. So it's not even sitting there like looking at you.
Okay.
Like, how can you make it even easier? And then if you are hungry, what you said, because I really want everybody to understand the halftime method. You eat half, you wait 10 minutes, and then you decide if you're hungry. If you're still hungry, you eat half of what is left.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying you wouldn't finish the whole other half. Is that right or no?
Yeah. Sometimes I eat half and then I'm done.
Okay.
That's sometimes cool. I eat half and then I'm not done. It depends on what it is. It depends on where I am.
Honestly, you know what? Y'all know I love Atomic Habits with all of my heart. James Clear. This is not a you problem. It's a process problem.
Okay.
You need to tweak your halftime method process.
Okay.
You're not broken. Your process is broken. Okay. So you want to make your process as easy as possible. So it could mean that you don't even put the other half in front of you at first. Maybe you put a sticky note reminding you to set a timer because you're not in the habit of it, right? Your brain's not gonna be like, oh, this is so delicious. We should just stop for 10 minutes.
Yeah, no, for me, it's like, I'm just gonna pause.
Okay, yeah, I know.
I'm gonna pause.
Like, I'm gonna pause. Okay, good enough.
Yeah.
That's me sometimes too.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So that's all you need to work on. You are
okay. Because it seems overwhelming. It seems like, I know. And I'm like, what am I doing? What is it not working for me? And then I go back and I'm like, I'm not doing the 4 N's right. I'm not doing this right. There's a lot of information and it's kind of getting me. I feel like I have to do all the things.
No.
And I feel like if I don't do one thing or if I'm less than perfect, then I'm a failure.
Well, here you're showing us that you are less than perfect and less than perfect is maintenance. So we can assume, because you're overeating as much as you're not overeating.
Okay.
So if we just tip the scale to where you're not overeating just a little bit more than you are overeating, stands to reason the scale will go down.
Okay.
You're like so close. Overeating 50% of the time gets you right here where you are. Right here.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing? But I want you to see how amazing that is. I can overeat half of my life and stay in maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do it perfectly. You're okay. So close.
I know.
And notice, I'm not telling her to go like from like, well, you're overeating 50% of the time, better get to 100 right fast if you want to lose weight. I'm saying if you can even go from 50 to 60%, will the scale move as quickly as it could? No, but it will be surely heading in the right direction. It's going to be heading that way. You are so close.
I know.
Just go all in on the halftime method. That's really the way to do it.
Okay.
It's such a great way. I mean, you're still overeating on the am I hungry side 30% of the time. We ain't talking about that yet.
Yeah.
Like, don't even worry about it. We always say, like, pick one side. Like, you've got a really tried and true method, a process that you can tweak just a little bit and make it work for yourself.
Okay.
Get that percentage up. Don't worry about, I mean, don't just eat whenever you want to, but like, be mindful of, am I hungry? But don't like double down on like both sides. Pick a side.
Okay.
Be mindful of, am I hungry? But really go all in on, have I had enough?
Okay. That's good.
So good. You're so close.
I know.
Are you on Facebook?
I am.
I want to know how it's going. I want you to
type. I know. And
let me know.
I haven't been able to be on there because I'm seeing all these people going, I lost 8 pounds this month. I lost 6 pounds this month. And I want to just like scream. So I've had to stay away for a lot of the past few days.
But honestly, when you see somebody's been successful and you're not, your scale's not moving or the scale's going up or whatever it is, such a great time to say, hey, I'm working on, I mean, we're all working on weight loss and OBS. Tell me the one thing
you think
helped move the scale for you this week. Collect it. They're very knowledgeable people. They've been losing weight.
Okay.
Instead of getting discouraged, be like, oh, wonder what they're doing. Get real curious about it. Be like, girl, they're like, you start to collect your data of like what successful people are doing and see what they're doing and just try some of those on.
Okay. Right.
I know. And that's one thing too, y'all, like we're doing this survey. I told y'all it's releasing next Sunday. It'll be out for 10 days. We really want to know, like, what are successful people doing? How do they consume content? All that. It's a longer, like it's a big, you know, survey. It probably take you 10 to 15 minutes to fill out, but we really want to start collecting that for y'all. Somebody that's been successful and is losing weight, how do they get their content? What, you know, are they using our habit tracker or another habit tracker? What are they doing? We want to know too. But you can do some of that yourself.
Yeah.
You're so close. Okay. Pinky promise. Halftime method.
Okay.
Post into Facebook.
I will. I will.
And then you're going to have shitty thoughts because you're human and you have a human brain. You take that right on over to Ask Coaches.
Okay.
And they'll help you.
Okay.
You got this.
Thank you.
You got it.
This is what I needed. Yes. Thank you.
I know every once in a while I can do a swift kick in the ass like Corinne. Not often, but sometimes I can. Okay. You got it. I am so excited for this month for you. It's going to be a good month. It's your month.
I hope it's my birthday month. So hopefully it'll be.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh, what a good gift you're giving to yourself. Okay. Figured out enough.
Yes.
For you. Happy birthday. Please post on Facebook. I really do know how you're doing.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That data, y'all. That data. Data, data, data. All the time. You got to know those numbers. Because if you don't, you just sit around beating yourself up thinking you're broken. But if you have the cold, hard data facts and you can see that you're overeating, you're like, oh, I see, tweak my process. That's all that needs to happen. So good. I am so glad she raised her hand because I think that a lot of people have that going on and you got to get that data. You got to put on that lab coat and instead of that judge's robe. Look. I think, what is it with names today? I think it's Sumaya. I'm not really sure. Sue wants to see if she wants an accountability partner. I love that. Love it. All right, let's see.
I'm sitting there. I'm coming there.
You're good.
I'm coming. I'll be right there. My video is taking a little bit to come online, so I'm just trying to work it through.
We're just all friends.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We're just hanging on a Sunday.
Yeah, as I get that, one thing I really wanted to talk about today was if I can get help is I am so frustrated right now with work and with everything going on. There are a couple of things going on, honestly. And I gained almost 2 pounds over, 4 pounds over summer. Actually, I gained 2% body fat over the summer. And just when things go right for me, I blow it off. So I know what works for me. I know I have to walk every day a certain number of miles. I have to get my, I have to work out 3 times a week. I usually lift weights. I tend to walk, right? And when things are in place, I blow them off. And then I use so much judgment for myself that it's crazy. Like,
why did you get, you said 12 pounds?
No, I think about 4 pounds, but 2% body fat in 2 months. Yeah.
You gained 4 pounds in 2 months.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just let everything go. I stopped writing down the plan. And even if I don't write a plan, I've never been a planner. So I have followed No BS from, I've listened to Corinne for a while. I've been here since December. But what's worked for me is these calls, listening to these calls, right? Listening to the calls, I'm more of a mental person. Like, I know what works for me. I joined No BS not because I had to lose weight. I joined No BS to let go of the judgment that I have for myself, because and the fear I had to be in maintenance, right? I'm still in maintenance, honestly. I'm still around below 130 pounds. I would be around 128. That's my range. 126, 128 is my range. But what happened, I think, is I have put on more body fat. And I do this to myself, even with my business. I do this to myself. I'm a coach myself. Every time things go well, I just burn things down to the ground. It's very overwhelming. Work has gone up. My full-time job has gone up. I work very irregular hours. I work from 11 to 8, 9, 10, 12 some days. It's very, it's a very project-oriented kind of a work, right? So if the project needs to be delivered Friday, then we are pulling in late nighters, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Like, that's a given, right? But what's really getting to me is the stress of the situation. Like, I even dream that I'm being pulled up by my manager that I didn't do a good job. I'm dreaming of this now. Like, the anxiety is so granular that I'm constantly dreaming of this. This is the second time, 3 times in 2 weeks that I'm wake up dreaming that, oh my God, I've been written up at work.
I want to, first of all, you said I'm constantly dreaming this, and you said 2 times in 3 weeks. That is not constantly. 2 times in 3 weeks, you had a dream about your boss. Right?
Right.
And so out of 21 days, 2 days, you had a dream.
Yes.
It's not, so when you're even describing it, it sounds way bigger than it is.
It is, because the fear is constant. The panic is constant, right? I'm constantly in anxiety that something's going to go wrong at work. Something's going to wrong at work. Something's going to go wrong at work, and I'm going to be pulled up.
Okay, here. Is something going to go wrong at work?
It might, and they'll put it on me. It's such a true story for me.
Listen to me. Is something going to go wrong at work?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm worried something's going to go wrong at work. It is.
It is.
Period. Always.
Always.
So in the past, what has happened when something went wrong at work?
I take it very personally. They kind of, I mean, they'll do analysis. They'll talk to everybody, right? And I have this bad rep where I do get pulled up. Like, 6 months ago, I did get pulled up. My manager had a talk with me and said, hey, you need to kind of pull your socks up. Things are not going as planned. You're not working. The output is not great, right? And that has left a very...
Okay, so what happened? Did you get, like, are you in danger of losing your job?
No, actually, it'd be great if I lost my job. Then I would just tell my husband I lost my job. Honestly. I hate IT. I want to be a full-time coach.
You're not in danger of losing your job. Did they put like a dunce cap on your head?
No.
Did they walk you nude through the office for your transgressions?
No.
So what is going to happen now if something, and it will, go wrong at work?
they'll have a conversation with me saying that, hey, these things didn't go well, this went bad, and they'll escalate it because, you know, they'll escalate it because this is the second time that's happening. I may probably get out of the project. I may be put on bench. I may lose my job. I don't think I will. I may lose my job. Hold on. Okay.
Is any of that like life altering, like deathly? It's the end of you as you know it.
Actually, no, it's not.
That's the conversation. Like the thoughts, that's what we were talking about with the first, you know, with the first caller. Like the thoughts are going to come. There's nothing wrong with them. You've thought them for such a long time.
Yes.
And those thoughts come up. And then it's like, okay, I'm constantly dreaming about work. No, you dreamt about work twice.
Right.
If something goes wrong at work, something will go wrong at work. It's work.
Yes.
Something always goes wrong. And here's what will happen. And if any of those things happen, it will not be the end of me.
Right.
It is hearing those thoughts. Being like, hello, I hear you. Here's what's really true. And they feel very true because you're not offering it yourself another option or even the facts of what is actually going on.
Yes, but it sounds so true. It's so true in my brain. I'm so scared of being pulled up and...
What's the scariest thing about getting pulled up?
The talk, the confrontation, this fear that they'll not. And believe me, it's such a stupid fear. I've been doing this for 17 years, right? And they keep piling more work on me, piling on more work.
It's not a stupid fear. It is a conversation that you have had with yourself for a very long time. It is not stupid. It's just a conversation you've practiced over and over and over and over again. So of course it keeps coming up.
It does. And it's the same thing with coaching as well. I keep asking myself, am I a good coach? Am I a good coach? And I keep running after certifications and I keep running behind things because
Are you a good coach?
I am a good coach.
There you go. I mean, am I a good coach? Hell yes, I'm a good coach.
I am a good coach.
The doubt keeps coming and you get to keep reminding yourself of what is true. The fear of getting pulled up keeps coming and you're like, okay, it's happened before. I'm not going to lose my job. Even if I did, at least I'd be out from under these damn projects. And I could just tell my husband I lost my job. Thank God, finally.
I'm waiting to get laid off and it's not happening.
Right.
Oh, man. I know in this economy, nobody would want to say this, but I hate this job so much. But then we need the safety of the job and my husband likes it. And I don't want to rock the boat, you know. I don't want to rock the boat. And so all this stress then accumulates, it gets to the point where I don't sleep because I manage it on a day-to-day basis, but there are times in the week when I do turn to food to feel better, you know.
Well, that explains the 4 pounds.
Yeah.
But imagine if you just kept like a toddler, go back and get it. I hear you, but look, here's what's really true. Here's what's really true.
Right.
Because none of those worries that your brain keeps offering you is even true.
Yes, it's not true.
So you've got the judge, like, you know, some people have like the devil and the angel on their shoulders. You've got the judge over there telling you. You need the lab coat guy on the other side being like, oh, I mean, I've literally only dreamed about it twice.
Right.
The worst thing that happens if I get pulled up is I have a conversation.
Yes. It's very, that's, yes. And it's, and I come back there often, but sometimes my brain just gets so bogged down with judgment, can be so huge. It's reduced, the intensity is reduced, but I really judge myself so much. It gives me a headache some days. Literally, I have a headache just from judging myself and worrying.
You just got to remind yourself of what is true. I even saw you take that deep breath a second ago. Like, yes. Just, you let it go in that moment. Like, I think in that moment, you kind of saw the possibility. You saw what you needed to do.
Yes.
Be willing to talk to yourself more than you listen to yourself.
Yes.
Corinne said that. I'm not going to take credit for that. It used to be a sticky note on my thing.
Yes. Yes.
Soma says, I wonder if Corinne's would help her. Honestly, it comes down to the neutralize line. Yes. She just needs a list of boring ass facts.
Yeah.
A lot of times when you're so spun up and the thoughts are coming and coming and coming and the judgment is coming and coming and coming, that even just doing that one line of the four ends of like, here's what happened. Here's what is true. Just that can give you relief. Don't even have to notice, because your notice, you'd have to do 25,000 of them because your brain is like, what if something goes wrong at work? Oh my God, I'm having all these dreams. Like, it's like, I might lose my job. Oh my gosh, I'm going to get written up. Like, it's all of those are thoughts. And yes. Just listing out the facts of what is actually going on is where the relief can come from.
Yes, because right now this overwhelm has gotten to a place where I've never done this, but I'm looking to like, I'm thinking a vacation is going to solve my problems. Like, I've never done this, right?
Too bad you can't take your brain with all of those thoughts and leave that at home.
Yes.
Because you're going to pack that brain of yours up and take it on to vacation. Oh, yes. That project didn't get done. I guess I'm going to get pulled up whenever I get back to work. Oh my God, it's such a mess. You know, I've gained 2% body fat, 4 pounds. Oh my God. I just let everything go. I burned it all down.
Yes, I'm a bad coach. What kind of coach am I that I'm putting the weight on? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Hear it. You're a coach. Just hold space for yourself. a coachy thing to say.
I'm able to do both right now.
See, but I want y'all to see. We talk about coaching. She's a coach. She can't even see her way out of her shitty ass thoughts. Because she can see my shit. She can see your shit. She can't see her own shit. Just like me, I can see your shit. I can't see my shit sometimes.
Yes.
Because it feels
so real. Work through it most of the time. Yes, it feels so real. And right now, the stress of a project coming up is so real that I'm right in it, right? I'm actually scared of tomorrow because I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? How am I going to handle the stress? And what I don't want to eat.
You're going to go in. They're going to give you a project. You're going to put it on the calendar. During the time of the project, some things will go wrong. You'll handle it like you do every time something goes wrong in a project. Is a project just like other projects that you've had? You've had big projects before and you came out the other side of them. And none of them went perfectly.
Yes.
And you still have a job.
Yes. Yes.
Way different, right? Way different way to tell that story.
Yes, way different to tell that story. Absolutely.
Somebody wants to know if you're a coach at your current job or you have a job and then you coach.
I have a job and then I coach.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she's a good coach. She's already told us. So we know.
Yes. Yes. And then, yes. I'm a good coach. I know that can work. But I the judgment comes up so huge for me that I even burnt my own coaching practice down. Literally, I burnt it down.
Yeah, because you're sitting coach. You're listening to yourself and not talking to yourself.
Yes, I need to talk to myself, not listen to myself more. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to take that away. I think I need to do it because I've done this so many times. I'm tired of building things and then burning to the ground, building things and burning to the ground. And yeah. So for somebody asking if my husband wants me to stay in the job, he doesn't understand the toll it takes on me. He really doesn't. He handles two jobs and he is, you know, he likes to keep things safe. So he really doesn't understand the toll it takes on me. And I want to work through it, right?
There's a way for you to turn the dial down on it too.
Yes. Yes. That's all I want to do because it's going to happen today or tomorrow. Maybe the coaching practice is going to get so big that I may be in a similar spot. I need to learn to handle these kind of things, these kind of situations, right? It's life. Things happen.
But everybody's brain does this. Goes straight to what could go wrong. What are the problems? Right. How am I not safe? I mean, brain's job is to keep us safe.
Yes.
It's literally doing what your brain is exactly supposed to do. And it is your job to remind yourself that, like, there's no bears, there's no tigers, there's none of that.
Right. Right. That's so helpful. Thank you. Because I'm going to go into the week not feeling overwhelmed and stressed out. So thank you so much. That's really helpful.
Look at projects you've had, big projects that you've had in the past, and what you did to handle it. And how this is going to be very similar.
Yeah. Actually moved into this high stress job after being in a non-stress job for almost 8 years. I moved location from California to Georgia. So I moved jobs. In California, I had a low stress job and I picked it out because previously I was in such high stress jobs that it was getting to me. I think I need to do some, as I work on my brain, I also need to move into a lower stress job or look at something that can work out for me. Because obviously, I'd hate it's feeling this way odd, every single day.
How you're talking about high stress versus, like, you're already decided this is a high stress job.
Yes, I have.
I'm on the inside of this entire membership. From the time you click, I'm joining forever and ever, amen. I'm in charge of the website, every email, the Facebook group, calls, every team, except for external marketing, falls under my umbrella. You will never hear me call it a high stress job.
Very interesting.
Yeah. I don't choose to think of it that way. I could.
Yes.
I get one day off a week. And yesterday I'm Marco Poloing about an email that needs to go out to the campers saying that the replays are up on the camp website on my one day off.
Right.
I could be like, oh my God, never get any time off. This sucks. It's so stressful. Or it could be like, girl, they need to know. People waiting on these replays. Let me let them know.
Right. Right.
So just watch how you're talking about it.
Okay. Yes, that's a great point too. Because I have this. Yes, I have a high stress job. They're bleeding us to death. That's another thought I have. They're going to put on, like, they put us on projects with 200 capacity where they're supposed to be like it's a 2.5 capacity job, and there's a 0.5 person doing a job, and that's me. Yeah. With other projects going on, right? That's so I have this thought, they're bleeding us to death. They're bleeding us to death. They all, you know, I have these thoughts about the job that I am in. Yes, I can see how that is absolutely contributing to the stress as well. And it's adding to it. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. She's so cute. yeah, we got to watch how we talk about ourselves and what we're doing. You know, like, we just do. I don't really ever talk about my job like that because I love my job. I love y'all. Let's see, Natalie. I know how to say Natalie. I do know how to say that. All right, let's see. I love this open coaching the way that it is because you never know what you're going to get. And I just get to come on and coach. I love it so much. I hope y'all, I mean, I think y'all love it. We've gotten a lot of good feedback from it. Natalie.
Hi, Anton. Hi.
How's it going?
It's going well, I think, overall. Yeah. Good. So this past week, I challenged myself to, this whole summer, I've been practicing stopping at enough at dinner. That is my biggest issue. And second to that is then eating after I overeat at dinner, right? Those two just love each other. Yeah. So that's been sort of my focus this whole summer. So this week, I challenged myself to stop at enough four nights at dinner and close the kitchen every night. And I was 99% successful. I only didn't close the kitchen one night, but I had had a late lunch, skipped dinner, went to a concert, got home at 11 p.m., ate a handful of goldfish because I was hungry. So we'll go with that. I'm fine.
Call that a win.
Yes. So I've lost 3 pounds this week. So like, great. Love it. Yes. Yeah. So now, however, I have some delicious cupcakes that I brought home from my niece's first birthday party. And I'm like contemplating how I want to do this because I kind of like closing the kitchen after dinner. I don't think I want to be an after dinner eater because I think it's just always going to be like a de-stress thing. And I don't want that to be my de-stress thing, but I want to eat one of the damn cupcakes. And now I don't know where to put it.
Oh, I love this question. Where could you put it? Where are some options?
I mean, so if, I'm like, okay, I could
put it. After dinner is off the table.
Yes. I don't want to do that. I mean, I could eat it before dinner, but that seems, I don't know if I love that either. I don't know. This is my problem. I'm like, okay, I could make it like a snack, maybe after lunch. Maybe after lunch is better because then it will give me time to not feel like garbage before. I feel like in the evening, right, eating that kind of food, I'm probably not feeling the best. So I'm like, maybe I should put it earlier in the day. Maybe I should just eat the damn thing for breakfast. I don't know.
I mean, you've given yourself some, you could eat it for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
That's true. Yes. I know. But I feel like I'm overthinking it because I'm scared. Like, do you really want to even eat this cupcake? And you're like, they're your favorite kind of
cupcake.
I know. Yeah. So they're homemade from my aunt. So I do want to eat.
I love this. It was homemade from my aunt. We're not talking about a Piggly cupcake. We're talking about.
No, I wouldn't even entertain a Piggly Wiggly cupcake.
Made with love in your aunt's
kitchen. Yes.
Is it worth it?
So now I'm like, is it worth it? I do, even though I do really enjoy them, I don't know. Not so then I'm like, okay, maybe I need to just like sit
just
down
eat right now. Is it worth it or not? Is it worth it or not?
Make a I'm decision. Not sure. I feel like I need to sit down and eat one and decide, like while enjoying it, decide.
Okay. And you have one cupcake to eat.
Well, we have four, but I'm only planning on eating one. I gave three to my husband.
Okay. One cup.
Yeah.
I should take a deep breath. Do you want to eat the cupcake?
I don't think so.
You do not want the cupcake. Okay.
I mean, I'm going to another party in September. There'll be another cupcake there.
And your aunt will be making those.
Yeah, she makes all the pies and the cupcakes. So anytime there's a family party, there's a cupcake.
Okay. Why would it be important for you this time, this one time, we're talking about July 30th, to not eat this cupcake?
Because even though I do really love the cupcakes, it may not be worth it. My goal right now is feel so much closer that I don't know that one cupcake, it's not like the only cupcake that's ever going to exist in my lifetime.
Okay. So right now,
if she said, I'm never going to make these cupcakes again, I'd eat it.
right now you've decided you want to prioritize weight loss over your aunt's topic.
I think so. That feels weird.
Why does that feel weird?
I don't think I've ever chosen that before.
How do you really feel to say that out loud? Like, if you just check in with yourself.
Good, actually. Like, I feel like, I'm choosing me over this external thing that is not that important.
I love that so much.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Yeah.
So what is your plan? Now, the cupcakes are in the house. So we know that for sure. They're right at hand.
MJ, it's right here.
And it's a beautiful cupcake. Your aunt did a fantastic.
Oh, yeah, she goes all in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know I think having this conversation, I don't even know that they're like tempting me. Like, I don't, like, now that I'm sitting here thinking about how feeling saying, I don't want to choose that. Like, I can look at it and be like, okay.
I can have
When normally I feel like I would just be, if I was saying like, no, I don't want to eat this. I feel like normally I'd be like, it's a thinking about it, right? From the other route, you know, it's calling my name, but I don't feel that way. Like, I feel resolve in my decision.
Yeah. And if you ever find any food item that does start calling out to you, please video and put it on the TikToks because you will go viral.
I like that. Yes.
Yeah. It's not in there going, come here. But if it does, let's all go viral together.
Yes. Okay. I agree to that.
I know. I used to remind myself like a bag of M&Ms, for instance, like a magic. Yeah. It's in the pantry. They're just being all quiet by themselves. They've been together since they were born. In the M&M factory. If they could talk, they'd be like, don't take me away from my cousin and my best friend. Everybody be quiet. Don't say a word.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they would be saying. Not come and separate me from my people.
Yeah.
It would not say that. It'd be like, everybody be quiet.
Yeah.
Just she doesn't hear us.
Yeah. I wonder if I need to have that conversation with these types of foods more often of like, is this truly what I want? Versus like that feeling of like, it's in there. You know, you want to eat. You know what I mean? That conversation. I need to have a different.
You know what though? This is what I love so much about what you're doing right now. You know how it's always been. You've always eaten a couple. And now you're like, I'm willing to decide if I want it or not. Do I want it to be that way moving forward?
Right.
Doesn't mean, and she is not restricting herself. She's like, there's another one coming in September. She always makes the sweets.
Yeah.
My aunt's cupcakes are amazing, though. Get them again.
Yeah.
Right now, I want to prioritize my goals.
Yes.
Way different than I better not eat that or I'm going to gain weight. Such a different.
Yes. And that's what I'm trying to have that conversation to be like versus like, oh, I don't want to eat this because I'm afraid the scale will go up. Because I mean, I ate a bite of every different flavor yesterday, so I would know which one was the best. So I know what they all taste like. So I'm like, I don't know if I really need another one. So, you know, I think, yes, versus that, oh, I shouldn't eat this because then the scale will go up. That doesn't ever go anywhere good. Never in the history of.
I also want you to see that you were planning on eating it mindfully. You're like, when can I really be hungry? When can I enjoy it? You know, it wasn't like a frantic, I need to eat this and get it out of my house kind of a thing.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I know. I didn't even have one when I got home from the bar last night. That feels good too.
All right. So Natalie is like a fucking superhero. I want you to... Right now on this call, I want you to, like, right here with us.
Okay.
Do your best superhero pose. Hands on your hips.
Okay.
Nice and tall. Boobs up.
Okay.
You're a look at you. Superhero pose. girl, choosing my goals over a cupcake. I could not be.
Yes. Happy. Yeah. I feel good coming off last week and making these choices and seeing like they make a difference and I feel better. And so I want to keep making these choices for myself. Yeah. Yeah. You're always so helpful.
Girl, you the one made the decision. I didn't do nothing.
I know, but I wouldn't have had the conversation of, do I even want it? I was just assuming I wanted it. So that was helpful to decide. I don't actually want it.
But I want you to see, yeah. I want everybody to see what I did though. Like your brain was like, when do I have it? I want to have it. I don't know what I'm at. I said, take a deep breath. Like,
yeah.
Stop your brain. Do you want the cupcake? And you were like, no.
Yeah.
Sometimes
that's what I need to do more often. Yeah.
It's like the equivalent of somebody slapping somebody who's hysterical in a movie. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Like, just stop for a second. Take a breath.
Yeah.
Do I really want this right
now? Yeah. Absolutely.
You could have come off the other side of that breath and said, yes, I do. I want to figure out a plan. Then we would have done that.
If it was my favorite flavor, I probably would have wanted it. But there was no coconut, so.
I hate coconut. Fun fact.
My family's big chocolate peanut butter people, and I'm like coconut strawberry, but they never make what I want.
Yeah.
Which is fine. They're keeping me on my goals, right?
I know, right? Makes it easy for you.
Exactly. Yeah. No, that was really helpful.
I'm so proud of you. You did such a good job.
I'm proud of me too. Yeah. Like I hit my lowest weight, like I'm way less than I did when I met my husband, which is like bizarre. Yeah,
that's awesome. Like
that's huge. Yeah, I'm excited, and I feel like
you've done a good bit then lately of prioritizing your goals.
Absolutely. I mean, I have like I could whip out my data tracker and tell you the percentage and the change every week that's going on with my stopping at enough, eating, closing the kitchen, my alcohol, like it's all there. The journaling, it's there. Yeah.
Right. Well, this you're going to love this because that's what I'm talking about. If you're on a stall or a plateau, if you're an unintentional maintenance, or if your scale is moving, it's going to break it down to really small pieces. So you can see if the scale slows down, this is, I know what I'm coming for.
I am very excited about it. That even the weekly deep dive sheet is my favorite. And I write the change that I make every week from the week before, if my percentage went up or down, like, yeah.
Yeah. Deep dive data. Deep dive
data. Yeah. The data help. Yes. That's me. Yeah. I'm excited for next month.
Good luck on your weight loss. Can't wait for you.
Thank you.
You're going to love this assessment sheet. So, all right.
I'm excited. Thank you so much, MJ.
Bye. All right. So good. We've got time for one more. Kate. Kate. All right. I know. And then after this, I'm doing a 30-day plan call for anybody who is brand new or who needs a kick in the ass. I can do both. I'm going to multitask. All right, Kate.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good morning. I just want to let you know, I will probably start crying within 10 to 15 seconds and I'm not a pretty crier. So it's going to be a little gross for everybody. All apologies.
Go ahead. Tell us.
This is kind of an interesting follow on. I was actually laid off for the first time in my life, this summer, my tech company laid off 30% and I'm the breadwinner. Over the month, I transitioned for a month. I knew that I was getting laid off, but I stayed to help the company. And I gained 20 pounds during that month after losing 70. And now I feel super untethered. I have so many feelings coming up and I've been using food to it's what I've been doing my whole life. And so I just I don't know what to do with my days. I've been working since I was 15 and I'm 50 now. So I'm really struggling, and food's, I shouldn't say the only thing, but food is the thing I've been going to deal with all of this mix of feelings that I don't even know where to start with them, honestly.
Are you looking for a job? Or are you going to go back to work?
Yes, I have to go back to work. I'm the breadwinner for my family. It's just my husband and I and my cat. I don't know why the cat seems expensive right now. She scratched me for the first time today after 4 years. But I know. I don't know why. Kicking me when I'm down. So, but, you know, it's a mix of anger, and I'm not great at feeling anger. Oh, sorry. Yes. So I am looking for a new job. I did get a nice severance, and I'm very fortunate to have that severance, but yeah, I am.
I want you to tell me, out of all of this, the eating, losing your, I want you to tell me what the problem is.
The problem is, I think I have a lot of feelings about losing my job, because I was very good at it, and it's weird to say that. But I sorry, this is hard for me to put into words. I think it's the uncertainty. I don't know what to do with a day off. I've never had more than 2 weeks off in my entire life. And so I don't know what it looks like to not be working. I don't know how to.
Okay. So you work 365, 24/7. Never have a day off in 20 years.
I have had some weekends. Yes.
Okay. A lot.
Yes.
You got to bring it. I've never had a day off in 20 years. I don't know what to do with myself.
Yes. I have had
days off in the past. And even with those days off, you managed to lose 70 pounds.
Yeah.
To sit around for 2 days and eat like it was no tomorrow. So yeah. First we got to get like real, like facts. Hashtag.
Yes. Yes.
So now you've been laid off from your job and you have a lot of feelings about getting laid off from your job.
Yeah. And I'm scared. I'm scared. Yeah.
Do you think those feelings are normal or not?
I think they're completely normal.
So you're having a normal reaction to getting laid off from your job.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else who was the breadwinner and mm-hmm. who got laid off from the job would be experiencing exactly what you're experiencing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is it a problem that you're feeling these feelings or not?
It wouldn't be a problem if I wasn't trying to shove them down with food all day.
So here's what we know. For your holy life, you have used food to not feel feelings.
Yes.
It's been your pattern. It's been your habit. It's been the way you've always done things.
Yes.
Now, this big event has happened in your life. You've lost your job. Your days are footloose and fancy for you at this point. You lost your job.
Yeah. Now, yes.
You're having these feelings. And so you're doing what you've always done.
Yes.
Which is totally normal. We would have expected nothing less.
Yeah.
Than what is currently happening with you.
Yeah.
Big feelings, shove them down with food.
Yes.
Feelings. What happens if you feel these big feelings and don't eat over them?
I know I'm a very resilient person and I will be okay. I think I'm just so scared to be overwhelmed by the feelings that, I mean,
what happens if you were to be overwhelmed with your feelings? What does that even look like? What does it mean?
Yeah, I think part of it is I don't know always how to process my feelings. I'm so used to shoving them down or smiling or, you know, everything's going to be okay. And so I'm used to keeping on a very positive, strong face for myself and for other people. And so I think because I've been eating food for so long to cover things up, I feel like it might be a bottomless pit of emotions that come up that I've been burying for so long.
What does that even mean? What would happen? Let's say that you uncork the bottle.
Yes.
And they just all fly out.
Yes. What does that look like? The sadness I feel like I can handle, right? I can cry and cry and cry and I'll be fine. It's the anger that worries me a bit because I do have a lot of anger. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm just going to walk outside and start like tripping strangers. I don't know what the anger is going to look like. Am I going to yell at my cat? I don't know. Probably not. I love my cat. But you know, the anger piece of it is the part that I'm really.
Tell me what it might look like. What have you've been angry in the past? We all have.
Yes.
What happened when you were angry in the past?
I ate food.
Now, when your boss was saying we're going to lay you off and immediately you felt anger, did you be like, hold on, buddy, let me get a Twinkie? There has got to be a time in your life somewhere where you were angry, got cut off in traffic, got angry, and did not have food available to you.
Oh, the string of curse words that come out of my mouth is so a beautiful tapestry of disgusting things. Yes, 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 yes.
Not available. You say a lot of cuss words.
Yes.
What else happens?
Then I feel a release. Like I would not do that. Honestly, I think I've been working from home for three years. And I think I used to be able to decompress on my way home from work because I would commute and I would shout at people on the highway. No hand gestures. I don't want to get into a rumble, but I would just like yell at people.
So what you're so afraid, what you're eating over is yelling and stringing curse words. That is what you're afraid will happen.
Yeah, I don't know where to put it now that I'm home by myself.
Where would you're home by your damn self. Where would you
I could yell. My neighbors might be a little bit concerned, but I could do it. I could put my face in a pillow and scream into that, I guess.
Get in the car, drive around.
Oh, yeah, somebody will do something stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what you're eating over is something that you've already experienced.
Yeah.
Without food.
Yes.
But you're like, I don't know what will happen. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
What other feeling is like gonna like bottomless pit? So you're not scared to cry over sadness. You got anger, which yeah. You just yell at. So there's nothing to be afraid of. You're not gonna yell at your cat because you love your cat. You can just drive around or yell into a pillow. We can get it out that way. You can feel that feeling. What other feeling is going to be like, you don't know what's going to happen?
I think the other feeling is intense relief and how much I love not working. And I don't know if that's a feeling, but this feeling of not worrying about what my boss thinks, not worrying about if I'm performing well enough, just not having that over my head feels absolutely incredible. And it's something I don't want to go away. And I think it might go away because I have to get a job. And so I'm so happy. Like I love not working. I love just, I mean, I've been covering some of it up with food, but when I'm not, I've been exercising, I've been reading, I've been doing all of these things that it's just this freedom feels incredible. And I'm not at a place where I can retire yet. Like I'm really trying to do that, you know, in the next 10 years, but it's having this right now and knowing that it's going to go away. I'm crying. I'm like, I'm so happy, but I really am. You know, I've talked to people and they're like, oh, you know, if you could do anything, if you won the lottery, like what business would you start? What would you do? I'm like, nothing. I would do nothing. I would just relax and read and just be happy. And
so now you've had this time off from work.
It's been about a week.
You're yeah. like enjoying it, right?
I love it.
You identify that you love to read.
Yes.
And you love to like, what else? Like hang out with your cat. What else do you love to do?
I have a little Etsy shop that I've been working on. I've been, you know, like hanging out with my buddies. I've been exercising, which I haven't done consistently. I did water aerobics yesterday, like hanging out with all the ladies.
Can you do that if you get a job?
Yes.
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 Time to make a list of things that you're loving, like things you've uncovered, like your Etsy shop. We were talking about, you know, going through, like, we're going to do that time management thing. Like, put all that on there first and then put your job. When you get a job. Why is it important for you to get a job after your severance runs out? Why is it important?
Bills to pay. And my husband works. He's a trainer. Yeah. Like having a house. Health insurance is nice to have as well. That.
Yeah.
And honestly, I've been saving like a fiend so I can retire. I want to make money so I can save money. Yeah. But I've also been thinking maybe I could be a consultant. I've already had a few people reach out, ask me, you know, I work in like a pretty specific operations field in tech. And so some people have reached out for me to consult. And so I have a little bit of runway, so I might give that a whirl. But yeah.
Why would you like to try that?
Pardon? Sorry.
How would you like to try being a consultant?
I wouldn't have a boss. I'd be my own boss. And it would be a little bit risky because I, you know, it wouldn't be consistent. I have to sell myself a lot. Like it would be an all new way of working. But like, when I think about that, like the tears stop, I feel lighter in my brain. Like when I think about, I have this expertise that I could.
So sell. Why have you jumped on these chances?
Oh, I have meetings about them this week, but I also have some interviews with full-time places. So it's kind of that, the risk reward piece of that. So yeah, I'm absolutely talking to people about consulting opportunities.
So you love the relief of not working.
Yeah.
You were scared to feel anger, but now we know you're just going to yell at people.
Correct. Correct.
So we know that when you talk about consulting, your face gets lighter, the tears stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happens if you start consulting and it doesn't work out?
I go find a job, a full-time job. But I'm worried that like the best job is out there right now. And if I don't interview for it, I'm an idiot who let my chances, you know. No, there's always more jobs.
Mm.
Yeah.
So your brain, whose job is to keep you safe, is like, oh, you better get a job. That one's right there. Y'all are going to be living under a bridge. You're going to miss your one shot. And then you're like, no, there's plenty of jobs.
Yeah. Yeah. I am so glad that I raised my hand and that you were here to talk me through this, because I think part of it was I just really needed somebody to talk me through it a bit and pull out the threads that make the most sense. And yeah, thank you. I really, really appreciate it.
Already had all the answers.
Yeah.
You already knew what you wanted.
Yeah. Yeah.
You sure did. Good job, Kate.
Good job, MJ. Thank you. Thank
you. You're so welcome.
Whew, I can breathe. I appreciate it. No,
just take a breath, girl. Everything is going to be okay.
It's all going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'm excited to go read the comments. Thanks to everybody who commented, who I haven't read them yet, but appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
Y'all, this was a good call. I had so much fun. I had a lot of fun. So I'm Easter time. So in 30 minutes, I will be back with the new member / kick in the pants call. 30-day plan call. So excited. All right. I know. Thank you, Lizzie and Kathy. That I was coaching. Y'all just took care of that chat like a boss. There is one Q&A. Gina says, how do you get to the comment after the calls? Once on our website, nobswoman.com, under the video replays, You just go over there on Tuesdays and Fridays when we post the video replays. You can get a copy of the transcript of the call as well as the chat transcript. So that's where you find all that on Tuesdays and Fridays. So we want to make sure you have everything. Because when you're getting coached, I don't know if a lot of you know this, but when you're getting coached, you can't see the chat. And so we're glad everybody gets to see that. All right. Oh my God. Kelly says my cat is chasing all the heart emojis on the screen. I love it. Y'all have a great rest of your Sunday. Join me in 26 minutes if you want to, or go enjoy the rest of your day. All right, y'all. Bye.